The question was asked to clarify a little bit about the 2 day. About the 2 day Yom Tov.
It died when I was talking.
Okay. So let's review the history of the 2 day Yom Tov and then go from there to trying to understand why today there are different opinions about what one who comes from Chutz Lartz does here and one who goes from here does there. Originally, you know what? Before we go on, how many people want to really understand how the new month works? What is a new moon? How the Jewish calendar works? How many people want to understand this? One. I don't see your hands. Okay. Fine. So let's. We didn't do it. So now that we understand what the new moon is, and the Jewish calendar is based on that new moon. Good. Don't worry, guys, you're on the show. The Jewish calendar is based on that new moon. When witnesses come in and say we saw that new moon directly after sunset, so the courts know that the previous night was that day, meaning the previous night and that day is Rosh Chodesh. Now, if we don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, so we don't know when all the holidays are, right? All the holidays are given by lunar date, except for Shavuos. Shavuos, you have to count 49 days, and then Shavuos could sometimes fall out. According to their calendar, Shavuos would sometimes fall out on the 4th, 5th, 6th, could fall out on different days of the month. Mm-hmm. But all the other holidays go by days of the month. Mm-hmm. If I'm living in Israel, so I know when, if I'm living close to the court, if I'm living out in the Golan, and the court is in Jerusalem, so I have no way of knowing when the court made Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, if it was on the, if there were 29 days of the previous month or 30. I would either keep 2 days, that's one opinion, or I would assume that almost always, 99.99999% of the times, there were only 29 days in Elul, and Tishrei was the following day. So, we have a problem when we live in Chutz Lartz. We don't know what month, how the courts decide the month would be, and therefore we keep 2 days. Till here we're all together, right? There was the famous Hillel who lived before the destruction of the temple, and then he had a great 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 grandson who was called Hillel Nasiya, to discern between Hillel Anasi and this Hillel.
What's the wife?
Huh?
He's the wife.
Yeah. Oh. So he arranged for us the calendar, and that's something which we have to discuss how that works halachically, but that's for a different class. He arranged for us a calendar, which we have to this day, and rules how we decide how the months work. And now, it would seem pretty clear when Rosh Chodesh is, because we all have a calendar. But it's not so simple. There's a very intricate formula as to how you decide how to make the month. And you need really a rabbi to sit down and formulate a calendar. You can't just sit down and say, well, I got it down pat. No, it's not so easy. There are certain points that can change, and there's a long siman in the tour in Shulchan Aruch how to figure out what's the month, how you make a calendar. Now, ordinarily, every community has a rabbi, but the rabbis knew that they have no guarantee that that's going to continue. So the rabbi said that those Jews that live out of the land of Israel, they're going to continue the ancient custom of keeping 2 days of Yom Tov, because we have no guarantee which community where will be able to have a rabbi present. Is it guaranteed that in Israel there will always be a rabbi present? No. When the Ramban came to the land of Israel, he didn't have a minion on Shabbos. So you have no guarantee that in Israel it's going to be that way. But the rabbi, so to speak, instituted that the custom will remain, that those in Israel will keep one and those in Chutz Lartz will keep two. This was instituted as a custom. Now, we have a rule when it comes to customs that if one goes from one city to another city, so he has to keep the stringencies of the customs of the city he left and the stringencies of the customs of the city he came to. So ordinarily that would mean that if one comes from Chutz Lartz to the land of Israel, he has to keep 2 days, because that's the custom in Chutz Lartz, it has the strength of a custom. When you come to Israel, so you have to keep the stringencies of the customs of the land you left. So you have to keep 2 days. You leave land of Israel and you go to Chutzlaretz. Well, if you're coming to a land where the custom is to keep 2 days, it would seem you should have to keep 2 days. You have to keep the stringencies of the land you're coming to. So the simple understanding would obligate everyone to keep 2 days. Those who come from Chutzlaretz, those who come to land of Israel.
But you're living here and you're here.
If you're living here, so just like a person who moves, the person who moves leaves the customs of the land he left and adopts the customs of the land he came to. So if you move to the land of Israel, you keep
it.
That's for a separate discussion. Guys, I would appreciate it if everyone takes only one for now, and we'll see later who shows up and what's left over at the end of the class. There is an opinion that stresses the point you make, that the Chacham Tzvi. He says that the custom that the rabbis instituted would not be more stringent than the halacha was at the time of the temple. But you understand that that's not something that's simple to say. The Chacham Tzvi was the chief rabbi at the time. He was chief rabbi in Vilna. He could give such a ruling, but it is not the accepted opinion. Today here in Israel, it was the accepted custom for a long time, but the custom has changed here in Israel. You see that many of those who come from Chutzlaretz do keep 2 days. Rav Salant ruled here in Israel, here in Jerusalem, that people who come from Chutzlaretz should keep only 1 day. There are rabbis who do rule that people who come from Chutzlaretz should keep 1 day. But being that we're now viewing it not as a logical thing that this is what was then and maybe we'll forget, but rather as a custom that was instituted, there is very strong basis for one to keep 2 days when he comes to the land of Israel. Now this isn't only a stringency, it is also a leniency, because by keeping 2 days, you're saying blessings, you're making Kiddush again, Pesach by night, you're not donning tefillin on the second day of Yom Tov, when Yom Tov ends, you're sitting in Sukkah an extra day, which might be prohibited, so there are sticky points and problems with this keeping of 2 days. And there are opinions that say you shouldn't keep 2 days, and there are opinions that say you should do something in between, keep the biblical aspects of 2 days, not the rabbinical aspects. So each person has to ask his local Orthodox rabbi what he should do. But did we answer why?
But then traveling to cool, why do Israel keep 1 day still when it's stringent to keep 2?
You're right. There is a strong halachic opinion that supports keeping 2 days there. But that goes back to the question, why is it that when one travels from a place of leniency to a place of stringency, that he has to adopt the stringencies of that place? And the source for that is that we don't want fights to erupt. If you walk into a place and you start turning on lights in the middle of Yom Tov, so people might get upset. What is this? Are you a Jew? Are you not a Jew? Are you trying to change our tradition? So you say, no, I come from a place where we only keep 1 day Yom Tov. So you say, you're a guy, get out of here, you'll have fights. So you could try to explain to them, you guys should all be in Israel, go talk to Michal Arosh, go talk to Ari, they'll all explain to you, you guys all belong here, I'm doing what's right, you guys doing what's wrong, you'll end up having fights. Mm-hmm. So the rabbi said, we don't want fights, we want peace.
Yeah.
So when you go to a place, you behave like them, just to ensure peace. Some opinions say that this institution of adopting the stringencies of the land you go to only goes as far as they could see what you're doing. Meaning, if you're in your own private quarters, if you're in your room, and you want to turn on a lamp and sit down and read a book and no one's going to know, so there are opinions that say, well, no fights should erupt from that. If you do things modestly, then you could get away with keeping 1 day Yom Tov. There is such an opinion, and that opinion has become the accepted opinion. Most Israelis, when they leave the land of Israel, are very happy to be lenient and do things modestly. The problem is that most Israelis are not modest enough about it. And you see that everyone knows about it. So we don't have fights erupting, but we do see that everyone knows about it. Everyone knows that when the Israelis go to Chutzlaretz, they don't keep 2 days Yom Tov. And to blatantly keep only 1 day is improper. The source, the only source that I know of, that has halachic validity, is if a person privately, in a way that no one else knows about it, keeps 1 day, it's fine. I went to Chutzlaretz, I went Pesach 2 years ago, and so I was by my parents, and they keep the second Seder. So I sat by the Seder, But I knew that the accepted halachic opinion is that I don't have a second seder, so I can't say all the blessings. So I held the cup of wine, and I made believe I was saying Kiddush like everyone else. I said Baruch Atah, and when everyone else said Hashem's name, I made believe I was saying it, and I didn't say it. And I made a mock seder. I made believe like I was participating with them, because I'm a chutzpah, I'm supposed to be behaving like them. I can't be different. But then one wise guy said, "Look at his lips." It's a problem. There are wise guys in the world. Right, but this aspect we never answered. The aspect of chutzpah. Of a Jew goes into chutzpah. What?
20 years.
What?
So
that's a problem. And once an Israeli moves with his family there, he can't say, "I'm Israeli, I'm going back." Bottom line, you moved your family, you have a job there, you can't say you're moving back, you have to keep 2 days. I know there are people who do that, and I don't know what halachic basis stands for that. I'm happy to hear they'd like to come back, it's good, they should come back. Bottom line, a person has his wife there, he has family there, he can't say he's in Israel. I don't know halachic basis for that. Yeah? Good that you have a rabbi, you asked him, and he gave you a ruling.
I
well, that's not what one should do.
Now,
better.
Now,